Man, there's an old hymn that has been going through my spirit the last few days as I've meditated. Jesus, what a friend for sinners. I love that. The Pharisees recognized that he was a friend of tax collectors and sinners. Why? Why would tax collectors and sinners be so comfortable being around Jesus that every time they were going somewhere to eat, they wanted him along with them? And so all the Pharisees saw that whenever they saw Jesus, he was either coming or going to another meal. Because he loved people, he wanted to be with people, and because he didn't have judgment in his heart, he wasn't there to scrutinize their behavior. He wasn't there to evaluate and assess and pass judgment and condemn. He was there because he loved people and he came to reveal the Father's love for people. He was not a judge, as God is not a judge. According to what Jesus revealed, the Father judges no one and the Son judges. Jesus said, I judge no one. The Father is not in the judgment. Well, some of you are going to argue and say, well, what about all the Bible verses about judgment? I'm so glad you asked. The law is what creates the whole thing of judgment. The law brings about wrath. The law brings about death. I love Romans 8 and verse 2. For the law of the Spirit of life in Christ Jesus has made me free from the law of sin and death. See, the law was designed to reveal man's sin, and in so revealing their sin, to pass the judgment of death upon mankind. But we're not living under that law. We're living under a new law. The law of the new covenant is the law of the Spirit. And I'm going to develop that a little bit more as we go along. But Jesus was dealing with the Pharisees under the old covenant. And so he made statements like this. Those who don't believe are judged already. Why are they judged? Because they fall under the judgment of the old covenant. And so it is only those who have come into the new covenant who escape the judgment of the old covenant. And you come into the new covenant by what? By believing on Jesus. He said, those who believe in me are not judged. Those who don't believe are judged already. They are judged by the law. And because of the Pharisees and the scribes adhering so much to the law, Jesus said to them, by your words you will be justified, and by your words you will be condemned. Because he said, out of the abundance of the heart the mouth speaketh. And so they were full of legalism. And so because they were full of legalism and judged Jesus by the law, Jesus said, you are determining the basis upon which I relate to you. And so I'm not judging you, but the law is judging you. It's so well illustrated in the parable of the pounds, where the one servant who took that 1 pound and buried it, he said to the master, when the master was calling his servants to give an account, he said, I knew that you were an austere man. You gather what you have not scattered. You reap what you have not sown. And I was afraid, and I went and buried that pound. Look, here is yours. And the master responded, said, you wicked and slothful servant, listen to this, out of your own mouth, I will judge you. Okay? Your mouth is either confessing the new covenant or else you're confessing the old covenant. You're confessing condemnation. You're confessing judgment. You're confessing weakness, failure. You're confessing shame. You're confessing guilt. Don't go there. Don't go there, because out of your own mouth, you will be condemned. I love what James says in James chapter 2. He says, so speak and so act, and this is my translation, as those who want to be judged by the perfect law of liberty. So speak and so act as those who want to be judged by the law of liberty. Our actions and our speech are going to reveal what we are going to be judged by. If we're continually confessing sin, confessing weakness, failure, shame, guilt, and all the fear of the old covenant, then guess what? That's the basis upon which we're binding God to judge us. So he says this, justice without mercy will be shown to the one who judges without mercy. And that begins, folks, with judging yourself.